Okay, just continue, Cosmos, guessing here. Why is, because I've been asking myself that question a few times, why is Yamaraj, Yama, ruling the south? One thing could be this. So they then tend to say that he rules over death. But south is that the direction of death. But rather, if you see it like this, when the sun is on top there in the sky, and the sun is in the sky, in the heaven, as far up in heaven it can be, and when you are, if you continue far, far up into heaven, where are you? You are in heaven. That means above this earthly realm, and that's where Bhuvarloka is. And that realm, which is just outside of this, higher in that sense, but beyond it, is also the realm where people go when they die, as we call it, which we see as going down into some darkness, but which really is the opposite. You are freed from this for a while. And go to Bhuvarloka, and there is Pritaloka and Pitaloka, and Yama Raj is the ruler of that realm, because he is the one that decides where you would go next when you leave this Murloka, this physical life in a physical world. So it kind of makes sense, but at the height of the day, when everything is as lit up as it can be, the sun is ruling the world, sun god. Now we're closer to heaven. So Yama is not there representing the god of death, but as the deity of the realm of, you know, beyond this higher realm there of Bhuvar, which is then also called the intermediate in between realm, because from there, when you're freed from this imprisonment in the earthly body, then yes, you are freer. It's a higher realm in the sense that it's superior to this, but then it can go this way, that way.